We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard, Marty Griffin back on Monday. Tamira Rush, our news team member from the newsroom.
Yes.
We're just talking about Lou Gossett Jr. And Patrick told us he was in A Raisin in the Sun. Yeah.
Now, that's a movie that I watched.
He's been in so many good movies, including, which I didn't know because I haven't seen it yet, The Color Purple, the musical, which is a relatively recent release.
Right.
The original with Danny Glover and Oprah Winfrey.
And
she was great in that.
She made her mark.
She was, I mean, everybody knew her as a television talk show host. But in that movie, she was good enough that you forgot that she was Oprah Winfrey, which is the point.
Yes. And I would have liked to see her in several movies. You know, after the Color Purple, I would have liked to see her do a lot of other things because she did a tremendous job.
And let's be honest, Whoopi Goldberg in that film was remarkable.
Yeah.
And again, you know what? It's funny because she was known as a stand-up comedian prior to that. And of course, she's been on TV, The Talk, and for many years. But so many comedians are able to make that
transition
to actor. Tom Hanks.
Right.
You know, when he first started, no one would have ever foreseen him becoming Tom Hanks.
Right. But
Oscar award winner. And there are other comedians who are able somehow.
But comedians have this thing with them, right? They tell stories, but they can be other people. So I could see an easy transition because they're stand-up comics, but then they act while they're on stage because they're not who they are. They act and they pull from different personalities
and make you forget who they really are.
Right.
How about J-Lo?
J-Lo.
She sings, she dances, she
acts. You know where
acts.
She got her start, right?
She was a fly girl on a
Bam. Yeah. In Living Color.
In Living Color. The Wayans family.
Yes.
The brothers. Wayan brothers. We've had a couple of them in studio over the years when they would come to do
the improv.
What a talent. Who also was on that show? Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Jim Carrey. Fire Marshal Bill.
Fire
right?
Marshal Bill.
Yes.
That's a violation.
That's a violation.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Yes.
And a bunch of people got their start. I forgot J-Lo was a fly girl.
Fly girl. That's where she started. That's how she became
She's a New York gal, right? Or New Jersey?
New York. Jenny from the block.
Jenny, I'm sorry.
Come on, Larry. I'm tired of this with you today.
Jenny from the block. All right. Meanwhile, a week from Monday is the solar eclipse. Now, I wanted you to hear, because you're not an eclipse person. You don't care about the solar eclipse, the lunar eclipse. You're not an eclipse person. you admitted this early, publicly. However, I want you to hear this story about an ophthalmologist who is a doctor of the eyes, what they say, Michael George of CBS.
It's a rare sight. The total solar eclipse is just days away. And while some will have a better view than others, ophthalmologists warn everyone needs to protect their eyes.
The eclipse's rays are extremely dangerous because they're very powerful.
Dr. Avnish Deobhakta at New York Eye and Ear Infirmary at Mount Sinai treated a patient who watched the 2017 partial solar eclipse for 20 seconds without proper eye protection. These images show how powerful those rays are.
You can see here that there's a damage in the shape of a crescent.
The patient suffered eclipse retinopathy. The unique case was published in the journal JAMA Ophthalmology.
This is the retina. These are the cells that actually still work. And then down here, you can see this crescent of loss where the retina does not work. The crescent that is burned into her retina, the patient sees as black in her visual field. That visual deficit that she has will never go away.
If you're planning to view the eclipse, it's critical to wear special purpose solar filter glasses labeled ISO 12312-2 compliant. Dr. Deobhakta says parents should also be careful because it can be difficult for children to listen or keep the glasses on.
You want to actually, in my opinion, kind of avoid them even looking at the eclipse if possible. Never look directly at the sun. Always wear the right eclipse sunglasses if you are going to look at the sun, and make sure that those are coming from a reliable source.
And don't use binoculars or special lenses to magnify the eclipse. Those devices can focus the sun's rays into the retina and cause damage. Michael George, CBS News.
So there, and former Governor Tom Corbett, who was my guest on Wednesday, left me a pair of official solar eclipse glasses. You want to take a look?
No.
You're good.
I'm not interested.
All right. You're eclipse free.
Yes, eclipse free.
We want to thank everybody who participated in our Giant Eagle Radiothon for Feed the Need. All five of our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations participated, and you raised, 270,000 meals, which is a tremendous impact for those who are food insecure. Want to thank some of our partners: Spitzer Toyota, Billfew Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, Dollar Bank, and Wiggle Whiskey for their support. Pretty incredible, and you've seen this over the years, Tamir, that people step up when you really need people to do that here.
Yes, it's big. The Warm-a-thon is one of the things that I was heavily involved with when I was producing with Marty. We would hit that hard and connect with people, bring people in, have dinners and all kinds of things just to pull money in for people to pay their light bills or gas bill. It's really tough. And food insecurities in some areas is a thing. It really is.
And especially with when you hear about children, like 1 in 8 kids is going hungry in a single day. Come on.
Yeah.
We can do better than that.
And there's people who think that that's not happening. And it really and truly is happening. Kids don't have a choice to do anything when they're in situations like that. But we have to address the issue as it comes.
I wanted to, and Paul Rasmussen shared this with Tamira and I, share a story about this man who's fighting to get his wife off the island of Haiti. If you follow the news, they're in complete chaos and turmoil. In that country.
Yes.
And he met her while he was on a mission trip. They fell in love. Now he's fighting to bring her home to the United States. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Herbert Combs is a builder from Salisbury, North Carolina. He saw Evelyn Dennisty at the building supply store where she worked and was smitten. After a few trips to the store, he asked her to lunch and she agreed.
Turned out the love of my life, unexpectedly. Just a very sweet, beautiful woman.
Their relationship grew quickly. Soon they were engaged and making plans to move Evelyn and her two children to the U.S.
We'd like to be here. That's what this house has, 3 bedrooms. It's set up for us to have a nice life.
But almost 3 years and thousands of dollars in fees later, they're still not together in Combs' home. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti believes they were only together to get Evelyn to the U.S. So they got married in Haiti over the Christmas holidays. After they save more money for more fees, they'll reapply, this time as a married couple. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Well, you don't know what anybody's going through in their life.
You really don't.
On a single day. Yet, people are so quick to judge others.
Without a doubt. I mean, look at our country. Look at the status of our country today. It's upside down.
Yeah, and it's split almost right down the middle. And to be honest,
You would say split straight down the middle?
I'm saying just about, yeah, it's split down the middle.
Okay.
But there's a huge pool of people that are in the middle of that. And that right. just want to move on and do the right things. And they don't like the divisiveness. And that the both sides pour at each other. Yeah. At some point, we got to work together.
Yeah, but we are more culturally diverse than we have ever been.
So what's the issue?
There is a small percentage of people who push back. And then at the end of the day, it's like years will pass and none of this would matter. But just us getting to that point is where the struggle is. It's going to take some years. Trust me, far beyond Tamima Rush. Right. But I think that's the only way things are going to have to change or will change. Because the way we look at things now, you could look around and see everyone or someone you know has someone in their family that is another race, sex, creed. I mean, it's just across the board. So the fact that we're still here, the stories that my mom told me when I was 5 and 6 are the same stories I told my children when they were that age. It's just amazing that we're still here. It's sad.
It is. And I am personally not looking forward to this presidential run where we're going to hear more divisiveness between now and November.
It's more than a person could bear. So that's why when you ask me, you know, what are your plans for this weekend? It's to pray and pray hard. Because we have to. I mean, I just have to do that. Really. Because it's hard. It's hard to even be for us to be in this position that this is our life. This is our life. News, talk, news, talk. It's not like we can turn it off like some people can.
So what do you do to, you know, detach from that?
I mean, I don't ever detach from it. I really don't. It doesn't go away. But what I do is I make sure I read and I make sure I do my own thorough investigation on things that are happening. And when you do that, you have an opportunity to look and weigh the options as to what direction you're going to go. Because if I go on social media, I read one thing, and then I go on Twitter and I read something else, then I tune into KDK Radio, I hear something else. So you have to get up to a point in your life where you're going to say, this, the way I interpret it is the way I'm going to continue to live my life.
There's a 1-2 swing and a ball lined into right, base hit. Hayes touches third. Garcia's throw is cut off. Hayes is in. Now a rundown. Triolo stays in it. The throw to the plate. Cruz is caught in a rundown. He's thrown out, but the Pirates get a run. Jared Triolo with an RBI hit on opening day. And for the first time, the Pirates have the lead.
And they maintain that lead to win the opener on the road in Miami. And that voice, Joe Block, your Pirates broadcaster, who will join us every Friday at this time throughout the season. Good morning, and say hello to Tamira Rush.
Hi, Tamira, and good morning, and it's good to be back.
Yeah, I saw Joe. Tamira, as you know, we were down in spring training last week, and those guys were ready. The players, the broadcasters, everybody to get the season started. So it started with some excitement because they were down early 2-0 and then battled all the way back. Fun to get victory number one.
Yeah, and 5-2 at one point. And if you listened or watched, you know that there were some frustrating moments as well because both teams seemed to give away some opportunities throughout the game. But it's all that matters is what prevailed in the end. And the one thing we heard a lot about, the Pirates' bullpen, boy, they really came through. They gave up one single in 6 1/3 innings yesterday. No runs, and they held serve, and the Pirates came back to win.
Hey, Joe, I just have a question. I know absolutely nothing about baseball. So how would you describe this team to a casual fan like myself?
Well, I think that's what's fun about the game of baseball. In fact, I probably would describe my kids as very, and my wife as very casual baseball fans too. And they listened yesterday as the first game. They had some interest because the Pirates were back, and they really were captivated because the team kept coming back in the game and won the game in 12 innings. And that's pretty unusual for a game to go extra innings or long in the extra innings these days. So I think from the casual viewer or listener, you want to have storylines like with, for instance, the Pirates have a lot of young players. So do they get better over the course of the season? And then also some of the names, as you may know, Andrew McCutchen back for a second season in his second go around with the Pirates, his 11th season overall. So some familiar faces, some personalities that you may know or get to know. I think those are some of the things that over time, if you tune in once in a while, even if it's just casually, like you said, you should be able to kind of pick up on what's going on, and hopefully over the course of the season, you get to enjoy what the Pirates do this year.
Ah, nice.
We're with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. So, Joe, that said, one of the things that resonated with me from last week's conversations with so many, including you and all the broadcasters, is this team can hit. And it certainly felt like that yesterday, where there'd been frustrating times in the past trying to get hits. This team looks like they'll hit.
Yeah, and the home run ball, we saw that a lot in spring training. No team had more home runs in spring training than the Pirates. And so you say, well, what good is that? None of those games count. But we saw it yesterday, three home runs. And in today's baseball, for sure, it bails you out sometimes. The Pirates did not have the best day offensively. They were 2-for-17 with runners in scoring position, meaning you get runners at second or third base. How often do you get them over, get them in? The other team, the Marlins, same thing. They also were 2-for-17. So they didn't cash in opportunities, but you hit a home run. Reynolds tied it up, like you said, with a home run in the third inning. Then Olivares with a pinch hit home run and is only at bat as a Pirate so far. Cruz ties it up with a home run in the eighth inning. So the home run ball can bail you out sometimes, get you some of that instant offense. And so it looks like the Pirates are going to hit more home runs this year. Probably not going to lead baseball, but way more than they have been in the past. And that's always exciting, whether you're listening or watching. All of a sudden, the score changes with one swing.
So you're in Miami for the next 3 days. Then you go to Washington. You get a day off on Tuesday. And then you come back for the opener next Friday, a week from today. That'll be a lot of fun. But so what? Somebody asked me, what do those guys do? Like, you got 4 days. You're going to South Beach?
Yeah, laying out.
Well, yeah. Well, if you know me, you know that's not what I'm doing. So, yeah. I just
wear SPF if you do, Joe. Or wear a hat.
It's so fun. I do. It's so funny. My neighbors, I get back. You know, I'm gone for 6-7 weeks at a time. And they know I go to Florida. And they go, Joe, were you down in Florida? And they have to ask because I look exactly the same as if I were in 39-degree weather for the last 6-7 weeks.
That's hilarious.
You know, but that's just how I do it. I got the dad hat, the big fisherman hat I wear all the time. So, yeah, but no, there's a lot to do going on. I get out and enjoy myself a little bit, especially during spring training. But this time of year, we start to lock in, and a lot to read about, a lot to learn about, a lot to talk about with the guys. So that's kind of what I do with my time down here.
So 7:10 first pitch tonight in Miami, and 93.7 The Fan, your flagship. We share that and love that we do, and carry occasional ball games here in the original home of the Bucs, KDK Radio. And you know that you're a kind of a radio historian of sorts too.
Ooh.
I'd like to be. Yeah, I like to know about all that. But yeah, the first baseball game ever on KDK Radio, and once in a while, the Pirate Games still on KDK after all these years. I love it. More than a century.
I still love baseball on the radio, and you guys do a great job. So good luck this weekend. We'll see you back in the Berg next Friday, and we'll talk to you at 9:30 Friday morning.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, it'll be opening day in Pittsburgh.
Let's go, Bucks.
All right, Joe. Take care.
All right, you too, guys. Thanks.
Pirates broadcaster Joe Block on the Big K Morning Show. Wrapping up the Big K Morning Show, getting ready to make way for Colin Dunlap. Oh, look, our sports director's here, Jeff Hathorn.
Sure is. He's going to come Jeffrey. On my show today.
Posing for holy pictures, I see.
Good wearing Friday.
He's wearing the cassock and sandals. You look good, Jeff.
I'm tired, Blair.
Huh?
I'm tired.
Yeah, it's been a week.
It has.
Marty, by the way, is back on Monday. And Colin, 10 to 2, what are you working on today?
Oh, lots of things. New jail uniforms. Keller Rush.
When do they start? Today?
Next week?
No, Monday.
Yeah, they start. They roll them out. I don't know. That's a mess. So there's that. They're bright green. Did you see them? They're the color of that highlighter right there.
Really?
Yep. I'm not making that up.
I'm colorblind.
I'm just listening.
I'm colorblind.
I'm going to let you say that.
What, that I'm colorblind?
Yes.
Hey, have you ever tried those colorblind glasses?
Right in these studios. You know the guy that owned ITEEK, Norman Childs?
Correct.
Yes.
Brought in, these were revolutionary, and I swear to God, I put those on, and this is the first time in my life I looked at our computer screen, and it was amazing. The colors were different than what I see. I don't just see black and white. I don't want people to think when I say colorblind.
You see, like, different hues?
Different hues. So the short story is your rods and cones are genetically altered where – you can't physiologically determine because light is a wave, and it diffuses between certain colors. And so I can't. You're laughing, T. You're making fun of me.
This is deep.
Yeah, it is.
This is deep.
So what did Childs do? Did he say, "Hey, Lair, you got to take them off, or I'm gonna start charging you by the hour"?
He said they're really expensive, and he took them away and walked out. So
there you
okay.
Go.
So, I mean, did you ever think about buying them?
No.
Now you wear your little CVS glasses that you have.
Oh. Wow. I was going to go to Dollar Tree, but they just upped their prices.
$7 now.
And Family Dollar, don't go there. They're closing. You might.
Family Dollars.
They're closing.
The one on Penn Avenue. It's done.
This is heart. I'm heartbroken.
Do you know I have, you know those reading glasses? This is where I am. This is, and this is the age I've hit. Those reading glasses that you get, those like cheater glasses, you know, I probably have 16 pairs around the house just stashed in different places. So I don't have to keep finding them. I just reach in and reach it. They're in a drawer here. They're next to the bed here instead of finding the same ones.
You need cheaters too?
I just probably about 18 months ago started to wear to read stuff. It all words looked all mushed together.
Well, I kind of embarrassed Tamira because I said, why don't you intro Kathy? And I handed her the paper, and she couldn't see.
True story. Watching my TV, you know, flat screen TV, watching it, I was adamant about something is wrong with my television. I called my husband. I'm like, the TV is about to go out. We need a new TV. He says, we don't need a new TV. I said, my eyes, I can't see. Like, something's wrong with the TV. Unbeknownst to me, something was wrong with me in my eyes. My doctor said, you need to wear glasses all the time. And I don't wear this glasses anytime, but I'm supposed to wear glasses all the time.
You have no contacts?
I've never worn them, but they won't allow me to transition to contacts until I wear my glasses and I'm comfortable with them. But
I've never seen you with eyewear.
I've worn them here a couple times. But I just can't. I can't see. It's a shame.
I was fourth grade is when I found out I couldn't see.
When you took that one, where you put your face in that thing, and there are the letters, all of that.
Yes, me and Janet Greisbaum, fourth grade, St. Ursula Hampton.
What's Janet Greisbaum doing now?
I don't know. I'd love to know. She was a lovely gal, but we both
probably
cried.
Has glasses.
I'm nearsighted, and. It was traumatic. And then when they told me I'm colorblind, I burst into tears. So
how about the kids that just make it up?
Oh.
EFJ.
Yeah, read line 5. LSMA.
Just because they want to wear glasses. Glasses were so unpopular when I was in high school.
Yeah. It's Catholic grade school. They'd scare you into two things. One, you need glasses. And two, you're going to get scoliosis. That was the two biggest things ever. Seriously.
No, the other one was...
God.
A nun grabbed my hand and she looked and she said, nope. And I said, what's wrong, sister? And she said, you'll never be able to play the violin.
Say, oh.
Scarch.
Yeah.
Now,
clearly.
Listen, she would not be allowed to do that or say that today.
And then
she would not.
I was in the choir and I got shushed, told to mouth the words. Well, so I'm okay though.
Yeah, you made it through.
Well, it doesn't seem like it sounds like you're scorned.
I gotta go.
Hey, today's Good Friday, and you're just all over the Catholic Church, Larry. You better go to reconciliation.
The truth will set you free.
And free
everything
indeed.
I've said is 100%
true. Say your penance.
Yeah, and
four Hail Marys. We saw two glory bees.
A guy came out of confession, and he came out on his knees and.
Huh?
And
wait a minute.
Kneed up to the.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What? Said I'm going to be here a while.
Or my brother told the priest, he looked at a Playboy and he said, what issue?
Priest said that.
You could hear him through the thing. Anyway, I'm good. Couple years of therapy.
Happy Good Friday.
He was an altar boy.
I was. Don't eat meat today. Make sure you bet on those games, but don't eat meat.
Something's deep about altar boys.
Make sure you bet on Marquette, but don't eat meat.
Thanks to you, Tamira and Colin, I've released more about my childhood than I ever did anywhere
I'm
in my
so
life.
So
what's that lady's name?
Janet Rockenbaum.
Janet Greisbaum.
Janet Greisbaum.
Janet, if you're out there, send me a picture of you and your glasses.
Facebook.
Something's just not right. Okay, Colin.
Uh-huh.
Do your thing, man. Tamira, thank you. Tamira Rush.
Thank you so much. I really and truly enjoyed this.
It was good. It was good to have you as a co-host today.
And thank you. I appreciate it.
Now you're back to reporting on the streets on Monday.
Put a sister back on the street.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.